Jerry Bader Show 948. So, Brian Sikma of Media Trackers sent me a tweet. So, do you think Representative Jeff Mirsaw will hold another climate change forum anytime soon? Yeah, because I'm not going to say it out loud. I'm afraid Jeff does not have a clue when it comes to this, and he has been persuaded by a liberal lawmaker to have an open mind on global warming. Well, Jeff, you're from Crivitz. I'll tell you what, here's an open mind suggestion for you. Go outside your house in Crivitz and stand there for 10 minutes in your swimsuit. Actually, don't do that. Jason says, I have an open mind. It's bleeping cold. I'm just saying. And, well, you're just those global warming deniers who use anecdotal evidence when, no, I am pointing out that winters are getting colder. I accept that winters got warmer in the 1980s and 1990s. Summers got warmer. But the evidence is that the data is accurate, that in the past 15 years, that trend has reversed. Oh, Jason, they've done that already. Jason says global warming equals cold. Yeah, if you go online, you will find where this polar vortex. Deploy the polar vortex. Is a result of global warming. Yeah, evil Skeletor. I have the global vortex, or the polar vortex. Yeah, from He-Man. I'm just telling. Yeah. So Brian, to answer your question, I wouldn't actually be surprised if he does. All right, what? I have 9 minutes. 8 minutes. Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about the Packers at this point, and then I'll get to a bunch of stuff in the next hour. I actually have several things related to this that have nothing directly to do with the Packers. First, TV networks are doing something, and I'm shocked that they're not getting called on it. They are doing something during coverage of NFL games that I'm just surprised nobody is criticizing. You could call it slow-mo lip reading. They are showing slow-mo, without audio, slow-mo of players after a bad play dropping the F-bomb or the SH-bomb or the MF-bomb. Well, you have to understand, this isn't happening live. They saw them do it. So they replay it in slow motion. And you can see exactly what they're saying. How is that any different than somebody dropping the F-bomb? Audio-wise. I mean, you know what they're saying. You know, or I like how many times do you see a coach say bull bleep? Ah, that's bull. Yeah, and you know exactly. It's amazing how easily those words can be detected in slow-mo. Here's another thought. And this actually came up during one of the playoff games. I have a proposal for review, for video review. I think all video reviews should be done by the official looking at it in real time only. The way it happened on the field. Here's why. The whole intent of instant replay video review was when they get it wrong, when they get it ridiculously wrong, when they miss something that the naked eye shouldn't miss. That was the intent. What's happened now with these super slow-mos, you can't tell how long a guy's holding onto a ball in slow motion. It skews your perception. They did that in one of the games where they showed it over and over in real time and how close it was. To determine whether they botched the call in real time, I think it should be reviewed exclusively in real time. I actually think reality can be warped a little bit by slow motion. A little bit. Now, this was taken to an absurd extreme during the Rodney King trial, where they tried to show in slow motion. In fact, this is exactly how it was done. they tried to show in slow motion that Rodney King really wasn't getting beaten. That if you look at it in slow-mo, slow-mo's not reality. Things, motion is fluid. You lose some of that fluidity in slow motion. Do you think this is a good idea, Jason, or a bad idea? You're not sure. You know what would happen? It would take a hell of a lot longer. Because they would look at it again and again and again and again. You would have to put like a time limit on it. Yeah, well, they allegedly do. Yeah, I thought it was supposed to go dark. Well, then how is it taking longer than the time limit then? I think that's something to consider. The intent was, well, did they get it wrong looking at it as it happened? Then I think the way to review that is to look at it in real speed. If you're like, hell, I don't know, then it stands. I think that would go back to the pure intent of video review. As for the Green Bay Packers, I think a lot of people who are criticizing the loss are being way, way too critical. I'm disappointed that the offense was stymied as badly as it was early on, just the way it has been in the previous three games against the Harbaugh 49ers. However, Mike McCarthy did adjust, and he started dinking and dunking it down the field. James Jones' drops on the deep passes are inexcusable, and you can argue they cost the game. On defense, they adjusted after the 49ers were able to move up and down the field early, but then when Colin Kaepernick had to, he was able to take off for huge, gashing runs. Then it came down to a field goal at the end that was nearly blocked. Micah Hyde picks off that pass. I think the Packers win on that drive. I really do. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. Here's why I think people are being way, way too critical. Remember the guy that sent me an email that said he picked the Packers to finish 8-8 and it wouldn't have mattered even if Aaron Rodgers had been there the whole time? That's just a silly notion. If they finished 8-7-1 without him for eight games, I mean, it's really eight games if you count the Bears game. Well, of course it made a difference. But you know what? Do you know what the narrow loss under those conditions, and I don't mean the field conditions, I mean the roster, tells me if they had stayed 90 to 95% healthy, this was going to be, you know, including not losing Bulaga, I think this was going to be Mike McCarthy's best team. And I think they were going to win the Super Bowl because they stayed 60 minutes with the 49ers and lost more guys. And at the end, it still came down to a field goal right at the end, which was nearly blocked and then nearly hooked out of there. Nearly sliced out of there. Yeah, you can see the body language by Mike McCarthy. I thought it was going to do that. I really did. I think Mike McCarthy did a masterful job keeping this team in contention when they were so horribly injured, including losing Aaron Rodgers. Now, you would hope next year they could be healthier. However, next year they could be badly damaged by free agency. There are a ton of guys that they could lose. I think it's really important that Sam Shields not be one of them. I think that's critically important. Now, one of the weaknesses, in my opinion, has been the offensive line. You get Brian Bulaga back from injury, and David Bakhtiari proved himself quite capably. Now, he had moments, including yesterday, he had moments that where he looked like a rookie. He had a two-game stretch where he really looked like a rookie. Overall, though, I think he's going to be an important part of the offensive line, assuming he's not injured, for years to come. That's what I believe. And you get Bulaga back, I think that line's going to be much better. They still are going to have most of the offensive weapons. I'm not sure how big of a loss James Jones really would be. I know he had some drops. I still think he's a pretty good receiver. He really did, after the 2010 season, he really did turn the corner. You get Cobb back. You have Jordy, who has established himself as one of the best receivers in football. You most likely, in my opinion, are not getting JerMichael Finley back. Free agency is going to answer everything, but if they lose a lot, Thompson needs to look at free agency then and acquisitions, because the Aaron Rodgers window, believe it or not, is closing. It's 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.